But watch these boys. Go ahead and read on. But watch what happened here.
11. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?
All right, hold right there. So you have made your confession, you have made your commitment, and you have made your public statement of faith. And then here comes Satan with the pressure. You got to pay that bill tomorrow. And they're saying, we'll foreclose on you tomorrow. We turn no lights off tomorrow. The doctors look at you. You only have 3 months to live. What is he doing? Putting pressure on you. If you are not anchoring the word, what you gonna do? You're gonna fold up. But watch what these guys did. I mean, he said, he made a statement, Nebuchadnezzar did. Now, who is that God that's gonna save you out of my hand? Didn't he say it? And so I so like what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did and said, you think you're a little self, son?
Okay.
You just watch what happened in this. Look, I'm going to let you read the whole story and then I can talk.